You're listening to special coverage from NPR of the latest step in the impeachment inquiry. We just heard Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi introduce her committee chairs, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, also the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. Those two men have been leading the investigation into President Trump and whether or not he committed impeachable offenses. And we heard there those committee chairmen outline the content of the articles of impeachment. There will be two articles, one on abuse of power, and a second article of impeachment will relate to obstruction of justice. So let's talk about what that means, the consequences of that. I am joined in studio by NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe, also NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson. We also have NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell is on Capitol Hill. Mara, I want to turn to you first. What did you make of what you heard there?
Well, we now know that the House has decided to keep this pretty narrow to just two articles, abuse of power. He solicited a foreign nation, Ukraine, to publicly announce an investigation into his opponent, something that would help him, that was not congruent with the foreign policy of the United States. But also, I think the second article, which is one that's probably less salient with the public but is more serious, which is this separation of powers clash, that he obstructed Congress, that if the Democrats said if this is allowed to stand, then Congress's ability to conduct oversight of the executive branch is decimated. In other words, the check and balance of two co-equal branches of government will be obliterated. And other presidents have clashed with Congress, have refused to turn over witnesses and documents. But the argument that the Democrats are making is that they never did this in such a categorical way. Usually other presidents kind of negotiate something in the end, but this is across the board, no documents, no witnesses. And if you think Donald Trump or the Trump presidency is a stress test on democratic institutions, certainly the Democrats feel that he is in this case and that he'd be undermining a pretty important one.
Ayesha?
And I think that that argument is very real, regardless of what happens with impeachment. I do wonder, and I think it's something that this country is going to have to deal with, why would a president or future presidents comply with investigations from Congress? Like, if you can get away with it, I don't think any president or administration likes to be investigated. Why would you turn over evidence? Why would you turn over documents? I think that's a real question going forward for this country and what will happen with future presidents.
It's a real affirmation of executive power in this case. Kelsey, I want to ask you this whole idea that if President Trump is not held accountable, as Democrats say he needs to be, for what they point to as impeachable offenses, in particular obstruction of Congress in this investigation, is that something Republicans talk about? Do they raise the concern that by not holding President Trump accountable, that this will somehow undermine the institution that they represent?
It's really interesting because this is something that we have been exploring with Republicans for more than a year. We've talked to many of them about their feelings about the separation of powers eroding with each new president. And they do feel that in some ways that President Trump has gone around Congress. They talk about things that he did, like appointing acting people into positions of power instead of having them confirmed, like secretaries of different agencies. They feel very uncomfortable with Trump's actions, but they never go as far as Democrats in what they want to do to kind of keep Trump reined in. They never want to take actual steps to keep Trump from using the powers the way he wants to use them. I do think it's really interesting, too, that they didn't really reference Robert Mueller or his reports, but they did talk about the foundation of a pattern of conduct that members have been discussing. They want to vote on articles that make clear the president's actions with regard to Ukraine didn't happen in isolation. Jerry Nadler, the Judiciary Committee chairman, called it a pattern of misconduct of inviting foreign interference in our elections, and that is something they want to make clear when they vote. Is that this is about a pattern of the president, not just what he did in Ukraine.
Kelsey, we actually have a clip of Chairman Nadler. Let's listen to this. We're still waiting on that clip of Chairman Jerry Nadler, but reaffirming some of what you just said about his arguments in about how the president has abused his power, has obstructed Congress, and the long-term damage that could do to the democracy. I want to turn instead to the Republicans' arguments here, because we heard these laid out yesterday in front of the Judiciary Committee. Stephen Castor was the attorney who was representing the Republicans' point of view. Let's hear him articulate the Republican defense.
The record in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry does not show that President Trump abused the power of his office or obstructed Congress. To impeach a president who 63 million people voted for over eight lines in a call transcript is baloney.
I mean, Mara, we hear Stephen Castor there pointing to eight lines in the transcript. The White House released the summary of that July 25th phone call with President Trump. But Adam Schiff pointed out 10 words, rather. I would like you to do us a favor, though.
That's right. For the Democrats, the mere ask was enough. That, as Schiff said, President Trump solicited a foreign nation to publicly announce an investigation into his opponent, thereby helping him in the next election. That's enough for the Democrats. For the Republicans, they've put the bar much higher. They're saying he has to have explicitly said, if you don't do this, I will not give you military aid. Mm-hmm. And also, the Republicans say it's just eight lines. Democrats would say we've had hours and hours of testimony that witness after witness corroborated the initial whistleblower account and went beyond that. No one has contradicted what the president said in that transcript. And what's really interesting is the president decided to release the transcript, even though the Democrats are accusing him of unprecedented, categorical, indiscriminate defiance. He released that transcript because he thought it was exculpatory. In other words, he didn't do it because he respected Congress's oversight Article 1 powers.
He thought it would clear it up
because it showed him being polite. I'd like to ask you a favor. Not, I'm going to break your legs. But it turned out not to have that effect.
I want to play some more tape of what we just heard. We've got that clip now. This is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler.
Throughout this inquiry, he has attempted to conceal the evidence from Congress and from the American people. Our president holds the ultimate public trust. When he betrays that trust and puts himself before country, he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security.
And now this from the House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff.
The evidence is every bit as strong that President Trump has obstructed Congress fully, without precedent, and without basis in law. If allowed to stand, it would decimate Congress's ability to conduct oversight of this president or any other in the future, leaving this president and those who follow to be free to be as corrupt, malfeasant, or incompetent as they would like, with no prospect of discovery or accountability.
So will this move Republicans in a Senate trial? Kelsey.
It is hard for me to see how it will move many Republicans, if any. This is something that, as I said, they do have some discomfort with the president's unwillingness to participate in the norms and even the regulations of the way that the White House is supposed to behave with relation to Congress. They have never been able to identify what they want to do about it. And for many of them, impeachment is a bridge far too far for them to get on board. They have a lot of voters who still support this president.
You've been listening to special coverage from NPR News. We heard the Democratic committee chairs outline two articles of impeachment against President Donald J. Trump.